We need a little Charlie Brown. A Charlie Brown Christmas, to be exact. And Ferndale Repertory Theater has it for us, beginning with a preview performance next Wednesday night, November 23rd, and regular performances Fridays through Sundays, November 25th through December 18th. And this is today's topic on Art Waves. Written by Charles M. Schulz, featuring his characters from his beloved Peanuts cartoon, A Charlie Brown Christmas debuted as an animated television special produced by Lee Mendelson and directed by Bill Melendez in December 1965. Among other things, the special featured child actors for the character voiceovers and also featured pianist Vince Guaraldi's distinctive jazz score. Many of us grew up watching the Emmy Award-winning A Charlie Brown Christmas, and many of us still watch it every year. The live stage adaptation was authorized by the Schulz family and Lee Mendelson in 2013. The Ferndale Rep production is double cast with enthusiastic young actors, some very young. My guest today are 11-year-old Taylee Mullins, who is performing the role of Sally Brown, and Graciela Garcia, also 11, who is playing Lucy. Also here is director Daphne Endert. You have two different casts of children, and is that for every character?
Yes, every character except for two. Yes.
Except for
single cast, yes.
Okay. So so that means Taylee, you're playing Sally Brown, but you're not doing it for every single performance then.
Yeah. We switch off.
You alternate performances.
Yeah, we alternate.
And same thing with Graciela, you're not playing Lucy every single time.
No, I have an alternate.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Daphne, what is the reason for wanting to double cast?
Our initial reason for wanting to double cast is, first off, because we had so many talented kids audition, and we wanted to give as many kids the opportunity to be on stage as possible. And there is 16 performances, so, you know, a busy holiday season, it does give kids a little, you know, kids a break too between school and everything else that they have going on. They're not having to be on stage every single night, every weekend of the holiday season. It is alternated by performance. So one cast will do Wednesday, one cast will do Friday, Saturday. Well, two different groups in there on Saturday and then Sunday, alternate off.
Okay. So there's never an instance where one actor is performing both in the afternoon and evening.
Correct.
Or
yes,
twice.
They're either
in a day.
Doing the matinee or the evening performance.
Well, unless they play from that.
Yes, unless they are not double cast.
Who is not double cast?
Our Pigpen and our Violet. And that was just strictly conflicts, you know, kids. Things happen between the time they audition in May and by the time we start rehearsals in October. So it just worked out that way. We didn't anticipate it. But yes, those are the only two characters that do all performances.
When you do your rehearsals, do you have both casts there at the same time?
Believe it or not, yes, we do. And that sounds chaotic and crazy, but it's actually easier. They're listening to one set of directions, and then they get to sit down and watch each other and step outside the scene, which is very unique, and not most actors don't have a chance to step outside and watch a completely different group of people rehearse the same material. So I think, especially with kids and they're still learning, I think that's a really cool experience for them, even though our rehearsals are, things do take longer than usual.
Do you invite the each, for instance, in the case of Taylee and Graciela, do you invite their alter egos?
Alternates, yeah.
They're alternates for Sally and alternate for Lucy too. Do you invite them to communicate with each other?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just by watching each other, sometimes they'll do something and I'll say, hey, you know, check out what that person did, or I really liked the way they said that line or added this or that. So absolutely, they can, they do communicate.
And talk to one another. And
oh, absolutely, and
And, well, let me ask you this. Let me go over to Graciela on performing Lucy. In that, you're performing Lucy, but there's also another person performing Lucy as well. What is that like for you to do it and then to see somebody else do it? Are you learning something from this, would you say?
Yeah, I am. Actually, seeing my my double, it's really fun because I can tell, like, I can see what she adds, and if I like it, I'll do it too. And then if Daphne, say, likes it too, we can actually add it in the show, and it's, I think it's a lot easier, and we learn a lot more from it.
And what are your feelings about that, Taylee? The same question to you.
Yeah, I agree with her. I really like watching the other, and like, as she said, if Daphne or the other workers, if they like tell, say that they liked what one did, then we do that, and yeah.
What is the name of our other Sally Brown?
The name of our other Sally Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Carson Hammer.
Okay. Did you, Taylee, did you know Carson before this play?
Yeah, we've been in shows.
Something
before.
Actually interesting about the Sally Browns, this is the second time this year that they have been double cast. Both of them actually played Mary in the Secret Garden at the Arkley Center in July. And by chance, we did, I kept telling them we did not do this on purpose. They ended up being double cast in the show as well. So they're pretty good friends. So that's kind of special and unique.
We're fine with that because we're really good friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Graciela, who is playing the other Lucy, Daphne?
Jane McCaffrey.
And did you know Jane before this performance?
No, I haven't. I actually just met her this year.
Yeah. So you met her through doing this play?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Let's talk about the... I want to go back to directing the two casts, but I want to go over to Taylee playing Sally Brown. Were you, before this play, were you familiar with Sally, with the Peanuts comic strip or TV?
Well, we would always, like, our family always watches the Charlie Browns, like, the different holidays every year, And the Peanuts, I was pretty familiar with. It wasn't like, I didn't watch it like all the time or anything. I wasn't that familiar with it, but I knew like who the characters were and things like that.
And Sally Brown, what is Sally Brown like?
She is very quirky and cute, and
she's Charlie Brown's little sister.
Yeah, she's Charlie Brown's little sister. And yeah. She's very bright and happy.
Do you have a brother? Do you, Taylee, have a brother or a sister?
Like in real life?
In real life.
I have two older brothers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so are you anything like Sally in relation to your brothers?
I guess, yeah.
And Graciela, playing Lucy, were you familiar with Lucy before this play?
Yes, I was. I actually watched the Peanuts shows a lot, and I'm really familiar with it. And I watch it every season, like every holiday. It's really fun. I like it.
What is Lucy like?
Lucy's has to be bought. She's bossy, really bossy. She's pretty mean at points, and she's sassy, really sassy, and she's snooty.
She likes to get her way.
If she doesn't get her way, she gets grumpy.
And she's nothing like you in real life.
No.
That's Graciela Garcia, who is Lucy, and Taylee Mullins, who is Sally Brown, and their director, Daphne Endert. The show is A Charlie Brown Christmas, opening next Wednesday with a preview performance, and then regular performances Fridays at 8 p.m., and Saturdays at 2 and 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m., November 25th through December 18th at Ferndale Repertory Theater. You're listening to Art Waves on KHSU. I'm Wendy Butler. I'd like to have... Taylee, if you would do this, I'd like to have you perform a little bit of of our Sally.
Okay, so I'll just do the letter.
Why don't you explain what that is? So,
okay, so Sally is having her older brother, Charlie Brown. She's trying to convince him to write her, because I don't know, she can't write yet, so she's trying to convince Charlie Brown to write her a note, and she would tell him, like, what to say. And he's...
reluctant.
He's like, I have... yeah. Anyway, and so then she says, "Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How's your wife? I've been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want. Please note the size and color of each item and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties? All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share."
All right. Thank you. Let me ask you this, Daphne. I was looking at information about this stage play because I'm, you know, wasn't familiar with it at all. Charles Schulz wrote the television special.
Yes.
And really the stage play is the television.
It is pretty much, yes. I actually watched the TV special for the first time before this, so I was not that familiar with it. Most of the kids were more familiar with it than I was. And I watched it, and I was pretty surprised to find that it was pretty much word for word our script. So it's very close to the TV special, what you're going to see on stage.
What are the differences?
Well, the difference is, of course, it's live, so that's, and you have real kids, and that's really exciting. But I think the biggest differences are the technical elements. We have some pretty exciting technical stuff that's going on. We have a growing Christmas tree and all kinds of stuff that you're going to see right before your eyes that's not a cartoon. So that's, I think, the biggest difference and is going to make it really exciting for people that know the TV special and are coming to watch it for the first time on stage.
A double cast. I want you to talk about that experience, and then I want to talk about directing, you know, children.
Directing children, so. Directing double cast. It's this is actually not the first time I've done it. This is by far the biggest group of double cast children I have ever worked with. It's definitely challenging, but it's exciting. You're working with two kids playing one character, and you get to see what each kid brings to it and pull from it, and they get to help each other, and that's unique. You know, usually you go into a show and you're playing your character, and you don't get to step outside and watch something else. And especially what I've noticed for kids, if they're not getting something or not understanding a way or the whole picture, I can bring them out of it and say, okay, now watch, look at this other group, look at how it looks from the audience perspective. They can look at it without having to be a part of it, which is pretty special. Yeah.
You're directing children, at least one as young as 5 years old?
Yes. Our youngest actually just turned six. So
just turned
very
six.
Young, yes.
And who is this person playing?
Snoopy. Both of our Snoopies are six and seven. So
okay, so your youngest cast members are Snoopy.
Yes, that is correct.
And then you're also, and what are their names, the ones playing Snoopy?
Madison Wood and Layla Rose share the role.
Mm-hmm. And then your oldest cast members are 14?
Yes, I believe our oldest is Jane McCaffrey, who's playing the other Lucy. Yes.
What is the difference between approaching directing a 5-year-old as opposed to a 14-year-old?
Teenager. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. I've worked with lots of groups of kids from really young children to teenagers. But like you said, when you bring them into a show setting, when they're all having to work together on the first day, one thing that I talked about was patience, because they all are, you know, learning differently. Some of these kids are still learning how to read. So that, you know, presents different challenges when you're still learning how to read and you're reading a script and a read through. But these kids have been really great about helping each other out. And, you know, the older ones that are more experienced teaching the younger kids, you know, you got to turn out and face the audience when you say your lines, and you got to project. And it's really special for the younger kids to watch the older kids and, you know, be inspired by what they're doing and not just be in a room of young kids. And of course, things are explained differently, and you obviously tell something to a six-year-old much differently than you tell it to a 14-year-old, and some of them, you know, need more direction than others, but overall it's been a really great experience. Challenging, but a lot of fun and very much worth it.
You, you're a director, but you have a music director, and that is Diane Zuliger. But she, does she simply come in to help with the organization of the songs?
Yes, she has just come on. She's only actually been needed for a couple rehearsals for the show, because there's only two songs, one at the beginning and one at the end. So she just comes in and teaches the kids the music and helps clean it up and make sure they're sounding good for the show.
So aside from that, it's just you and like
an amazing stage manager.
Okay.
Yes.
And who's your stage manager?
Juan Carlos Contreras.
Mm-hmm. And so why is the stage manager really important in this?
With double casts, it proves to be quite important, because he's keeping track of who's running what and making sure the kids and the parents are getting all the communication between the parents and the kids and all of that sort of the logistical side of things, which with kids and double casts is very helpful.
Daphne Endert, director of Ferndale Repertory Theater's production of A Charlie Brown Christmas, opening next week. Also here are two of the actors, Taylee Mullins, who plays Sally Brown, and Graciela Garcia, who is Lucy. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. Taylee, you told me before we started recording that you now have a voiceover agent. Okay, you're 11 years old. You've got a voiceover agent. Well, what is going on with that? What are you doing?
Well, I just recently got it, so I haven't done...
About a week ago, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't done, like, too many stuff, but I did... So I recorded a script, and they liked my voice, so they picked me up for that. And so I just... Like just yesterday, they sent me my first script, and so I went in and recorded that. And I'm not sure if I got that yet. We don't know yet for a while, but they got some people's voices to see who they liked for that one.
And you said that was for a show?
No, that's for just voiceover.
Okay,
that's for commercials.
A commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just. Scripts for a whole bunch of different commercials. Like, yeah, it's in Portland, so I'm like,
yeah, it's pretty much out of the area work. She's signed with an agency in Portland, Oregon.
But they told me that I didn't have to go there to record. I can record.
She's
here.
Recording things locally and sending it off, which is pretty cool.
Oh, good. So you don't get pulled away from school or your family.
Yeah.
You can take care of it here. Well, why are you interested in doing voiceovers?
I don't know. I've always just liked this kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm just...
Is this kind of stuff you mean like broadcasting or acting? Or
I like it all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just getting your voice out there.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that opportunity come to begin with? Did somebody approach you one day and say, Taylee, I think we might like to send your voice out there?
Well, that was actually...
She's a family. You have an aunt that kind does some of that work.
My aunt works at a really, like, a
recording studio.
Recording studio in Portland.
She made the connection.
She helped me.
Oh, what's your aunt's name?
Her name's Haley Avila.
Okay. So that helps. You have you have that work in your family and also that connection in Portland to get you going.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see yourself continuing on with performing either in school or on other stages?
Yeah.
Well, what attracts you most to performing, would you say?
Probably like on stage, like live, like musical theater. Musicals.
Yeah, you not only like doing theater but music. You want to sing as well.
Yeah, I love to sing.
Well, let me ask you this, Graciela. Let me ask you the same thing, basically. What interests you What interests you in performing?
Well, I like musicals and singing, and I love just acting and going on stage and getting to do all this fun stuff and being around new people and getting to learn a lot of things. And it just brought me to acting because the things that I love to do revolves around acting, and it's just amazing that I'm doing it right now.
And so you see yourself continuing as you go through the grades toward high school and graduate?
Yes.
You have something that you can perform as Lucy.
Yes, I do.
And so please tell us what scene it is and before you start.
Okay, so basically what it is I'm talking to Charlie Brown about what he is afraid of, because he's afraid of Christmas, and I'm trying to figure that out, and he's not really helping me, so I'm naming all of these sicknesses and their scientific names in the scene. And so, yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. So I guess I'll start. So it's like, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hyphengiaphobia. Maybe you have philosophobia, which is the fear of the ocean. Or maybe you have firephobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe staircases. If you're afraid of staircases, then you have climacophobia. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia? Pantophobia is the fear of everything.
All right, thank you. Daphne, you said you had some, there are some things going on at Ferndale Repertory Theater involving camps, performing
yes.
camps. Let's have you give you the opportunity to talk about that, and then I want to ask the three of you a final question that's specifically about A Charlie Brown Christmas.
All right. So yes, Ferndale Rep has a lot of opportunities coming up for youth. They have a President's Week musical theater camp that's running February 20th through the 24th, and they also have a comedy cabaret that's April 17th through the 21st, and that's probably spring break. So you can find out more about those, ferndalerep.org. Lots of exciting stuff coming up for kids. So if you come out and see A Charlie Brown Christmas and you have kids wanting to get involved, those are some great opportunities.
And also letting the audience know that the play A Charlie Brown Christmas is approximately 60 minutes long with no intermission.
Correct. Yes.
And it is suitable for children ages 3 and older.
Yes, it's definitely for all ages.
The meaning of A Charlie Brown Christmas. I want each of you to give your take on that. What do you think is the meaning of this play? I want to put Daphne on the spot. What is the meaning?
The meaning. Well, I actually found as I was watching the Christmas special, it kind of hit me. You know, it's a seemingly a kid. Well, it is, of course, a kid's show, but it definitely has some deeper meaning. You know, Charlie Brown's bummed out about the holidays. Everybody around him is focused on the commercial aspects. You have Snoopy decorating his doghouse to win some money. You have his sister Sally Brown wanting every present under the sun from Santa, and Lucy trying to perfect the Christmas play. And there's a place where Charlie Brown openly asks us, "What is Christmas all about?" And Linus actually has this whole little take from the Bible story that's the true meaning of Christmas. And so, yeah, it's not all about the presents and the tree and having the perfect this and that. It's about more than that. So that's kind of special.
And the play itself is very sophisticated, because
yes.
I still think of that when I listen to the script, because, well, not only, you know, you have the music, you have the jazz that is used
in it,
but Charlie Brown is depressed. I mean, Charles Schulz gives this young child, you know, talks about depression and then goes even further into the meaning of things around him.
Mm-hmm.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, and for a children's story, it is surprisingly,
but it
has some deeper meaning, which...
But it works.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Even when you're very young and you see it.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel Charlie Brown, feel his...
Yeah, and that definitely translates on stage as well.
And so what are your thoughts, Graciela, about what this play is telling us?
I feel like the meaning in what the play is telling us is that it's not all about what you get for Christmas. It's about having family and people who support you. And, like, it doesn't matter if you don't get all the presents you want, or, like Lucy would say, she wants real estate and she can't have that. But she wants it over everything else, and she has to realize that she can't have everything she wants. And I think at the very end, when Linus does his whole spiel about the little take from the Bible and what he tells Christmas is really supposed to mean, I think it brings everyone together and lets them know, and lets everyone, even if they're not in the play or anything, that it's not about presents. It's about everyone and your family and everyone in it. And I feel like this show really brings everyone together, and I feel like that's the meaning of the show.
And what are your thoughts, Taylee?
Pretty much the same thing as what they said. Yeah, the meaning of Christmas.
And does it make you feel connected not only with actors but with your audience?
Yes.
Taylee Mullins and Graciela Garcia, two of the actors in Ferndale Repertory Theater's production of A Charlie Brown Christmas. Also here has been the director, Daphne Endert. The dates of the performance are many. The show opens with a preview next Wednesday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. Regular performances begin on Friday, November 25th, and continue Fridays through Sundays through December 18th. The Friday performances are at 8 p.m. There are going to be two shows on Saturdays at 2 and 8 p.m., and the Sunday shows are at 2 p.m. Information and tickets at ferndalerep.org, or you can phone 786-5483, and tickets are also available at the door. A Charlie Brown Christmas is double cast. Two separate casts of actors will alternate performances, so if you are intending to see a specific actor on stage, do check the Ferndale Rep website or phone the box office to see which cast is performing on a specified date. Thank you for listening to Art Waves, produced for KHSU at Humboldt State University. I'm Wendy Butler, the show's producer, engineer, and host. Art Waves, broadcast every Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., and regular broadcasts and archived programs are on our website at khsu.org.
Listener-supported diverse public radio for the North Coast of California and the South Coast of Oregon. This is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. Support for KHSU comes from Arcata Artisans Cooperative Gallery on the Plaza, offering locally made fine art and craft gifts and art cards. This